It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 275.
Monday. It's happening. It's nice. This feels nice after a couple of days off.
The weekend, also known as.
Yeah. No, I had a good weekend. I actually realized that I hadn't opened my computer the whole entire weekend because I opened it this morning and it was dead. So it just drained battery.
What's the deal with your charger situation?
Oh, I've only got one charger. So Amy and I both have MacBook Pros. My charger died, and so we've only got one. What do you mean? What's the deal? Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Well, it's just it feels like there's always some form of panic in regards to the charge of your laptop. And for it to happen on a Monday.
Well, I just hadn't opened it. So I thought it was actually an achievement having a dead laptop by Monday.
It's not the – I was going to say it's like having a – being a one-car family, which Bree and I are. Because you know what? It's like being a two-car family with one car park.
No, that is true. How about when you're a one-charge traveling couple? Yeah, that's a nightmare.
That's outrageous. When Bree and I went away for 4 months, Bree didn't bring a laptop.
So that's laptop, good.
But no, but
that's
laptop time was always hard.
Because she wanted your laptop for her time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is hard. We did the same thing when we traveled Europe. We didn't go for as long. But that's a good thing not to have a laptop. I also ran into the issue of having my AirPods die when I was about to do a workout yesterday.
That happened to me as well on Saturday.
What, you were about to do a workout?
Or no, I was doing the walk to pick Bree up from the gym.
Yeah.
And I started walking and put my AirPods in. I'm like, I played. It's always the embarrassing thing of because I listen to interesting music on Spotify and I press play just assuming that's all on and it goes out.
Just starts yelling.
Speaker and I've got to quickly turn it off.
There's nothing worse when you've actually thought, I can't wait to listen to this or got this podcast and then you get to the gym and it's dead. So I charged them up and yesterday I went for a walk to get some shopping like last night about 8 o'clock. And the first time, I thought AirPods, really cool. Maystock, are they over there, Mr. 97, AirPods?
They sort of look like...
can you chuck them to me?
Floss.
Yeah, I was convinced they were a floss container.
Can we see who's a cleaner? I mean, you've had yours for...
As in the actual...
No, the actual case. Because the case gets quite dirty.
Really? I've dropped mine.
So open up the
case. Oh, the inside.
So they sort of look like floss type thing.
Yeah.
So mine's... I actually cleaned mine with a Q-tip.
Recently, so you were trying to win based on the fact that you'd just done it.
Exactly.
Far out.
The kind of guy I am.
Yeah, I mean, right now they're just a little white floss container, but you've got to charge them. There's nothing new here about AirPods, but I was pumped and stoked when I got given these by Conspiracy Jimmy, and also you gave me a voucher for them. So I had two pairs essentially. You sent yours back. It was worth it. Anyway, last night, first experience. Like at the start, I was like, oh.
First experience for what? You've had these AirPods.
Am I a bit self-conscious wearing these? Do I look like a bit of a wanker? And then I was like, no, these are actually cool.
At the shops?
And so I'm walking through St Kilda and I'm walking past a bar and I see this girl looking at me.
I've missed one bit though. What is it the first time for?
First time... this is where you're going to let me finish the story. I was feeling insecure about – I can't even remember what I was saying about the first time.
You said this is my first time I got my AirPods in.
Yeah, because I hadn't got to the bit of the first time.
Okay.
So the first time happened – you just let me tell the story. First time I'm walking and this girl's looking at me and I was trolled. Or I think I was trolled because she's like talking and laughing, looking at me. And I was like listening to what I was listening to. And then – I just sort of engaged with her because she was talking about me, obviously. And then she says, oh, great AirPods. And I was like, thanks.
That was a troll, was it?
Yeah, but she was obviously saying something before that I didn't hear. She was either saying, oh, look at this fucking wanker or look at these AirPods. She was not from this country. She was a backpacker.
Oh, she probably really liked the AirPods.
So it wasn't a troll? What do you reckon?
I don't think so. When I was in the States, everyone had AirPods and I'm sure I was saying to my mate, hey, look at all these people with AirPods. But I was genuinely interested in the fact.
So you think they're still novel enough that...
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the right neighbourhood, you can still impress people with AirPods.
I guess they're not the Bluetooth headpiece that makes you look like you're working in a call center.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those?
Did I ever have Bluetooth headphones? Nah.
No, not headphones, headset. Headset. So it's not even, you don't even get both ears. You just get one and it's a little, what are they called? Like people were calling them like a wanker piece or.
Yeah. Well, it was like there was a popular brand called Jawbone.
Jawbone.
And the reason they were called Jawbone was it used the vibration in your jaw to determine. A lot of the headphones have this technology now for noise cancellation. So when you talk, it can pick up, okay, this is your voice, and so it will cancel out all of the truck sounds going past. But the problem I have with the AirPods is when trucks go past or when it's windy, they become useless.
Oh, the amount of times I've said to you, mate, take me off fucking AirPods because of the wind. It's horrible. It's
they're releasing new ones this year though. I went down an Apple rabbit hole over the weekend.
Yeah.
Mainly because I dropped my laptop on tiles. And so I was like, okay.
He's bent it. He's basically bent his $7,000 laptop. Yeah,
six. It's annoying.
Now worth two.
Yeah. I was trying to work it. It's not at the point for an insurance claim.
Well,
insurance wouldn't even cover it because it's just aesthetic damage.
You've done you wouldn't do the full compo claim because it's too expensive.
I've never done the whole. Well, I don't think it would be. Well, the claim would be like.
Well, you'd be claiming though. It'd be like getting a few scratches, but you wanted them fixed, and it would cost way too much. You may as well just put it through insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's fucking annoying.
Yeah,
it's so annoying.
So that was frustrating. But I did go down the rabbit hole of looking at what Apple was releasing soon.
What are they releasing?
New AirPods will come soon.
Yeah.
They're going to do over ear headphones as well.
Like Beats by Dre, like what you're wearing right now.
They bought Beats.
Did they? Oh, yeah, that's right.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it looks like they're going to do that. But apparently what everyone's been talking about at the moment is Microsoft have new over-ear headphones that sort of look like the Quiet Comfort QC35s. Mm. You know, the ones that I've got, the Bose headphones.
They're big. No, those ones right there. They're slick. The problem with – I caught up with a mate yesterday for coffee and he rocks up. It's 35 degrees and he's wearing over-ear headphones, whatever they're called.
Yeah,
and
35 degrees Celsius. It's gross.
He's like, dude, this is too hot to wear these things.
Yeah.
And I see people at the gym wearing them. It's pretty full on.
Yeah.
You're sweating all over them. It's
gross.
You
get drenched.
It is a bit gross.
Celsius or centigrade, what's the difference?
I would have no idea.
Would you say Celsius or centigrade? I wonder what. Hey Siri, what is centigrade? Degrees Celsius. I think it's just another way of saying centigrade is just another way of saying Celsius.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, but 35 degrees Celsius.
Celsius is very, super very hot. What is that, 100? Over 100?
Yeah, I think
Fahrenheit?
So. We can ask. how many Fahrenheit in 35 degrees Celsius? That's clunky. 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. I'm going to give Siri a big tick there.
It works pretty well.
The gronk she was dealing with in that moment.
But the thing is sometimes you have to speak like that to make it work.
Yeah, you have to go real slow. I'm wearing my gronk t-shirt. I've got a guy who's just done some severe gronkness and you've been involved in this gronkness. Actually, no, you weren't the gronk. You've been involved in the interaction with the gronk. So I've got a Instagram conversation, like a DM conversation that you initiated with an account called The Ground Up Show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a...
Well, they were following us, I think, and it's Matt DeVella's podcast, The Ground Up Show. And so I look at I'm one of the few people who look at the activities on Instagram.
It's also probably one of the reasons you're off Instagram from a personal level.
Because I look at what people are liking. I'm like, oh, who are people engaging with?
Yeah, and what does that mean? And why are they liking mine? Like, I see it as a slope that it should be banned, that fucking activities function.
Well, it's just like, who's awake? What's everyone doing? Geez, they spend a lot of time on social media.
Look at what time they like that. Like, it's dangerous. But
what's dangerous about it?
It's dangerous, I think, for just your head. Like I think it's why you're off.
Yeah. There's an issue with the WhatsApp thing. There was a lady who caught her husband out, or the husband caught the wife out on cheating because he would say, "Oh, I'm going to bed" or whatever. Like they had a long distance relationship, but you'd see on the WhatsApp that it was saying like he was Oh, you're active, at 3 a.m. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's either – yeah, I have – see, this is the thing. I just – I don't go there because I know that I start trying to make up stories for people.
But I love doing that.
Yeah, I
love
know, but it's not the most productive.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
It's not.
I get it.
As much as I sometimes spur you on to – what is this guy? What's his background?
But so I saw that the Ground Up show had followed Matt Diavella, the host. I was like, oh, Diavella's doing some – work on it. I was like, hang on, LA, what's the time in LA? I'm like 1:30 in the morning. And so I DM'd the Ground Up show.
Yeah. And you said, go to bed, bro. And it was 1:22 a.m, which you pointed out. And anyway, nothing. You got no response. Mm. I saw that and I was like, fucking Diavella, you could at least respond to your boy. And you did. You got a response, but it only came through yesterday. Mm-hmm.
And so it was like 2 or 3 days later.
Yeah, and it came through at 3:35 a.m. So, I mean, we're in Australia, so maybe it was plausible that it was Matt, you know, at a reasonable time in LA. It said, hi guys, I'm trying to get in contact with Matt to sell this account/username to him for his podcast channel. Can you let him know? Thanks, Jerome. And I got this yesterday. You were off doing a 21-kilometer walk.
Mm-hmm. Can you do that? It was 40 degrees yesterday.
You were outrageous. It was high 30s in the morning. You're a madman.
Up at 5:40 in the morning to do that.
So I thought, okay, it's not Matt. This is why he didn't respond to Josh's message. And I thought, okay, initially I was just going to tell him to get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, okay, maybe I just sort of go down a bit of a rabbit hole here, have a bit of fun.
Shits and giggles.
I said, hi, Jerome, why don't you just be a good bloke and give it to him? I'm sure Matt would really appreciate that. Oh, and by the way, selling usernames is actually against Instagram's terms and conditions. So at that point, I wasn't really – I was thinking, I'm curious to understand more about what he's doing, but I was like, I'm just going to front foot it like that. Mm-hmm. But then I followed up with, but out of curiosity, how much are you asking? Might buy it for him for his birthday. And so he wrote, 1 second, and he got back to me with a figure.
Yeah.
Have a guess, Mr. 97, have a guess how much he's selling.
Get on the mic, 97.
Instagram handle and a Twitter handle.
Oh, so it's two things.
Yeah, he actually has both.
It's the Ground Up show.
Yeah, the Ground Up show, which is like someone having the daily talk show.
But we have that.
But we've got that. So, Jerome?
Yeah, ooh. So what do you think?
Spit it out.
I reckon over $1,000.
Okay. You've gone high. Jerome's actually, I mean, this is a bargain if you're going to buy it. $260 for the Instagram username and the Twitter handle together.
That's
what
great.
Do you think? I wrote, how did you come up with that?
Yeah.
And he said, normally I charge $500, but I did 50% off because I'm a fan of Matt and it's a birthday present. So this is someone who, this is where the Gronk level gets up above 100% because he's a fan of Matt and his work, supposedly.
Well, I think where he went wrong or where I think it is inappropriate is he's used Diavella's artwork, the Ground Up show artwork on the Instagram account. So if you want to like sit on a username, whatever, you could be using it for your own thing. But if you're actually using the artwork of someone else's, you're just trying to deceive at that point.
Yeah, he's 100%. This is a con job. I said, do you take cash? He said, no. I said, could I get a tax invoice? Still fucking with him. He says, is PayPal okay? And then I said, why not? I said, what do you do as your main job? I started going personal with him. And he says, he's a website designer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, awesome, I've got lots of mates looking for website builders. Shoot me your site.
This is what happens when I go for a walk.
Yeah, exactly. And basically he's saying, because I was just trying to get his contact detail. And he said, can we arrange everything first? And I said, I'm just worried that I'm getting scammed. It would give me a great confidence to send the cash if I could see your website work. Anyway, he did say he'll send it to me, but he said send $10 first. So I don't know if
it's a low level scam. Well, it's not a scam. It's literally just a Gronk.
I mean, he's saying that he'll give me the logins if I send him the $10 first to build the trust. Anyway, he sent me the
PayPal details,
the PayPal Gmail, which we can then hunt down. Mr. 97 might be able to find out who it is. But you can't – it's actually illegal to sell usernames and handles. Well, it's against their terms because they don't want people doing this.
Yeah.
Domain name is a different thing. Yeah. If you had a domain name, you can sell ownership of it. Mm. But, yeah, I mean, there's a reason Matt doesn't have it. I don't think
that he would even care. I don't think he would care to have it. When I saw that it came up, I was like, oh, this is a different move for Diavella. Like, he's almost moving away from Instagram in some regards.
Well, yeah, he doesn't post a great deal.
Yeah.
And then someone's got their other crown. This is where I think people – I was talking to a friend who owns a business and he's hell-bent on getting this new username,
mm-hmm.
which is – it's the name of his business, but he'd already built a following – yeah. on a different name, but he was very much holding the thought that, no, I need this because it's going to help this.
Man, and I get obsessed. Like, well, I mean, look at big media company, look at the Daily Talk Show. It's all based off getting the usernames.
Yeah, well, Matt Diavella's actual channel name, is it changed?
Yeah, if you click videos.
If I click on videos.
So because the way that YouTube used to work is you would get a username. And they don't do usernames anymore. You have your the channel vanity URL.
Yeah.
And then you can have your name, which you can update and change. Mm. So Google have gone through that many different versions because they used to have Google Plus, which they're now shutting down. Like, that was just an abomination of social media. I used to use it.
Do you reckon anyone actually got famous on Google?
Well, it's funny because there's all, at the beginning of any new website or social network, there's all these people trying to like create a following.
Well, first to platform, first to.
Yeah. But it was very, it didn't go beyond, I don't think, sort of the tech journalist sort of space. But there was meant to be a whole push with Google Plus to be this whole social search engine type stuff. So if I typed in something, if you had liked or if you'd plused one their website, it would appear higher. So all of a sudden your search would be based on all of what your friends like as well.
Classic big business trying an idea, spending so much money on it, and it didn't work.
But the thing is that they've had, because YouTube's been around for so long, there's been all these legacy things. So for instance, youtube.com/user/JoshJansenTV is my username, but I have – youtube.com/JoshJansen is my channel URL.
And you're in a pickle because you can't change the original.
You can never change your username. So I had to select between. I had username JAN0004, which was my school ID. I thought that was pretty legit.
JAN004?
Yeah.
And so you chose.
Well, so I ended up choosing another YouTube, one of my other YouTube accounts.
Okay.
That because Josh Jansen, the username was taken. Anyway.
Well, what I thought was interesting from Matt is he's built this nearly million subscriber base on a channel that has probably for him, a less than desirable name for what he's now doing. It's an old business that he had called Black Box Film Company. Which, I mean, no one's going to be searching that. Mm-hmm. He is the person on the channel, so it's his brand.
I hope YouTube just works out a way of getting rid of usernames.
It makes no sense that they just can't change it.
Mm.
But it's interesting.
But have you ever sold a website, like anything on like digital?
Never. If there's anyone that has, it's you. And have you? Or haven't you? Because if you haven't, it gives me no confidence.
I've started just letting domain names expire.
Letting them lapse. I did tell you that guy that used to come to the gym, he owns domainnames.com.au, which is a pretty big domain. It's worth a lot of money. But he was a guy that was selling them.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know anyone who's actually made bank from selling them?
I had an internet friend who sold like a website for a couple of $100,000.
Jeez.
He was he created this website called threewords.me and it was basically describe, like you could set up a profile and then send people to it and say, hey, how would you describe me in three words? So you would end up with this tag cloud of how people describe. And he sold it for like, he would have been like 20.
Is it still around?
I don't know if it is.
3THREE?
Yeah.
Threewords.me. Bad investment if someone's
gone. It's gone.
Threewords.me.
Try with the
someone owns it.
The number three.
Can you? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Threewords.me. It's a nice domain if you can get that. Not secure. No. Chances are it's taking me to a Facebook cover.
Covers generator. Classic.
Interesting.
I decided to give Final Cut Pro another go.
We're going techie on this show.
Yeah, that's okay.
Which, yeah.
Will be good for some, not for others.
Yeah.
But Premiere Pro has been my main editing software for the last, since 2012, 2013.
Yeah, which was exactly the time that I started using Final Cut Pro, yeah. 2012.
And so I downloaded, because I started on Premiere back in 05, then switched to Final Cut in 06, 07, was using Final Cut Pro for all of it from 07 until around that 2012 mark.
Yeah. We're talking video editing software. Mm-hmm.
But I bought Final Cut Pro in 2011 on the App Store.
That's good.
And so I went on the App Store and it was hidden. I couldn't see it anywhere. I couldn't see my, you know how you've got previous purchases? Mm-hmm. Couldn't see it there. And so I was like, couldn't work out what to do. I was like, I'm going to call Apple.
Can you call Apple?
I didn't think you could.
You can call Apple.
I was like, surely. I'm like, how the fuck does anyone do anything if you can't call Apple? I'm like, well, I actually haven't searched as if I can call Apple.
Well, that's the default. I'd think you can't get in contact with Twitter, Instagram, none of like Facebook. You can't call someone.
Yeah, I called Apple.
And you what did they say?
Well, Tim Cook wasn't around. No, but the first of all, their next level in regards to waiting music.
What do you mean? What kind of music?
One of the first questions they ask you is, you can choose your hold music. For pop music, press 1.
No.
For jazz, press 2. For classical, press 3. Or if you'd prefer to listen in silence or like wait in silence, press 4.
That's top quality.
Yeah. So I just fucking pressed 1. It's the biggest hack. You don't need an Apple Music account. You just need to go on. Call up Apple.
Ask really confusing questions. Just keep getting transferred to different departments. Yeah. Oh, look, I was meant to be transferred to sales. Can you transfer me back to tech support?
It would sound a little bit tinny. But anyway, so I got through to a guy.
Yeah.
And I managed to find the old receipt because I got it like a really good price when they first started.
It's worth over nearly
500 bucks now.
Yeah, nearly 600 bucks now. I bought it for 280.
Yeah.
What'd you get it for?
Good question. I don't know.
Which what they've done is it's like a lot of these subscriptions, they're honouring the first purchase.
Which is crazy. Price. Which makes no sense. Like, this is why companies are moving to subscription models.
No, I think it's good. This is one of the things I love about that.
But, like,
Apple.
I bought that software 2011. So how long? That's 8 years ago.
It's a long time ago. It's going to say 5. I'm still living in the past.
8 years ago. And I downloaded it and got the latest version. So apparently they said that I'd clicked hide. Oh. On the purchase. So say if you download something, you're like, don't want everyone to see that I purchased that.
When you do shit like that, it gives me no confidence in myself when it comes to tech. Like I'm worried.
Yeah.
That makes me worry that you've hidden something and can't work that out when you were so across. Well,
I was Googling everywhere to try and work it out.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You're great with tech. Imagine my poor mother.
I want to call out an ISP, IINet.
What is an ISP?
Internet service provider. IINet.
All right, I'll call out Dodo. Really? Are we doing call outs?
I'd prefer to double down on one. Doubling down. What did we decide it was?
It's doubling down.
Yeah, doubling down.
Yeah. You got the nod from Mr. 97.
No, IINet, right? So I used one of their products called BizPhone. So this was like 2 years ago. I was like, you know what? JJ's business is going well. I'm going to get a dedicated phone.
Yes.
This big fuck off thing. It's huge.
Landline. You've gone landline.
Mr. 97, can you just get the box with the... And so I actually, like this is how, like it was a very dumb thing because I spent an extra $20 a month or whatever to get the bigger hardware, which I thought I was going to be able to customize. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this is it.
He's nearly dropped it.
So this here...
It's what my dad used to have in his office.
It's a bit dusty now.
Hello? Hello?
So that's sort of the style. But do you know the main reason why it's fucked? This is so – we're looking at the cable right now, which is –
Yeah, this is the cord. This is why – I remember as a kid having one of these phones on the wall, not even as good as that, just a standard one. And, God, it was just pulling the fucking thing, trying to get that cord right.
It's a nightmare. But the main reason I got this one was because I thought that I could load up my company logo to the screen.
Yeah.
So it looks super legit.
Yes.
And it couldn't do it. And so I got that. Do you want to just put that on the couch? But anyway, so how about this? So I tried closing it down. I'd finished up my contract, contacted them, and they said I hadn't been using it for 6 months, but I'd just been paying it.
Yeah.
Long story short, called up in December and they're like, oh, you need to give 30 days notice. Mm. And so you're going to have to pay for this month and for next month and all that sort of thing. But they also said you're going to have to return the phone.
Yeah. And how the hell do you – where the hell are they?
I was like, so how does that work? I'm like, do you need a box or whatever? It's like, no, they'll just come pick it up. I'm like, okay. So I'll wait for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 25th of January, I get a bill from them for $110. But I'm like, which is fine. That's like the last 2 months. It was like $50 a month, whatever. And so I was like, I'm just going to wait and see. They need to collect the hardware. Then – I spoke to you about this on Thursday. I get this email from, what is it? What are they called? Debt collector. Yeah,
debt collectors.
I got the fucking debt collectors after me a week and a half after not paying this bill.
Yeah. There is something that your heart sinks when you see that you've got a debt collector after you. I had a similar case with Momentum Energy. I all of a sudden got this debt collectors thing, but I just missed a bill. And I called them like seriously offended, like what you've passed. You couldn't just call me.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't understand.
Bro, your bill's so not paid.
The annoying part about it was I tried to log in to pay and they'd gotten rid of my account.
Yeah, user error. Oh, no, company error.
So my frustration is iiNet, try give them a call over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just no idea. Like it was just on hold for an hour and a half. I was like, I wonder how long is the longest time someone has been on hold? Because a part of me was like going to leave my phone there, put it in charge. And just for a bit of gear, leave it overnight because I reckon they'd forgotten about me. Yeah. I reckon I could have left it there and it would have said 15 hours.
This is adding to the list of reasons why you shouldn't have a child because of Centrelink. Like the hold time, and it's the phone game. It's so annoying. Yeah. It is so annoying. So what are you going to do with this stuff?
Oh, no, well, so it's fine. I ended
up
paying.
Are you going to send them this grab?
Well, so I paid the thing was, you know, I think it's called Trustpilot. It's like a website where people review. And
oh, you went there?
I went on there. I didn't leave a review because I didn't have to. There was just so many people just leaving negative reviews. Yeah.
So the people have spoken.
Yeah.
It's a shit.
And so the thing is, it's a shit company.
They're shit operators.
Yeah. So I would never, ever go with
them. There was something I thought about telling you off the podcast.
Here we go.
And it's more to ask you. I don't have to tell you something. I'm asking you something. But I was thinking based on last week's interactions and based on your pushback with psychologists, which on Friday, Gemma Watts, we had on the show, and you were talking and coming up with a bunch of reasons why you won't go to a psychologist. Not psychiatrist.
You're a psychologist.
You don't need to be medicated. Uh-huh. But I was thinking, for our show, why don't we do couples therapy?
That'd be
like
be
legit go to a counsellor. It's probably outside of their wheelhouse. They've probably never had a podcast duo, business partnerships.
Yeah, I wonder if they do – I guess you've got the – what are the mediators or whatever? Conspiracy Jimmy is just in the fucking sidelines acting like an absolute
He looked
gronk.
Like the T-1000 from
No, Terminator. I like the idea.
So we go and as much as it's a bit of content for the show, it's actually a legitimate self-development tool.
It's a very good 101 radio bit of gear.
Of course.
Fifi and Jules –
did they do it?
They would do it.
There's no saving that duo.
No, they went to London.
Yeah.
So when they were in London, they're like, no one knows us here. So they could go as a couple do the whole thing and we could secretly record it. And it was
– but here's the thing, right? I reckon – so there's the radio elements, the secretive. I reckon it's actually interesting just to do it as here's what this is. Business partnership, podcast duo that does 5 days a week of – talking and interacting with on a business level, on a personal level. There's a lot of merit to it.
Have you seen these YouTubers now for everything?
Is it?
And there's,
what do you mean?
Well, just like there's a psychologist who's a YouTuber.
Okay,
and I saw, is it the Shane Dawson? Is that the guy? Or Sean Dawson? Who's the guy that did the doco, YouTube doco series?
I don't know. YouTube doco series?
On Logan Paul being a psychopath or the other one? What's the other Paul's name?
Oh, that the big YouTuber.
Logan Dawson.
Paul. Logan Dawson.
No, I'm just writing that to see if it sort of comes up. No, what's
Dobrik.
Paul. It's not going to come up. No, no, no. So there's a guy who did this like 5-part series. Do you know it, Mr. 97?
I don't know. What, so what happened?
So he had a it was trying to work out whether – what's Logan Paul's brother's name?
Jake.
Whether Jake Paul was a psychopath.
Yeah, psychopath. Yeah, I did see
Shane Dawson.
Shane Dawson. Yeah. He's got like 10 million subs or something.
Yeah, but he's – he had like this psychologist who's a YouTuber, and I've seen her pop up everywhere every time a YouTuber has a problem.
Yeah.
But she seems like the YouTuber's psychologist, which does that discredit her as a psychologist? For instance, Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil.
There's a lot of rah-rah thrown in.
Is Judge Judy a good judge or is she a great actor?
She's both. I mean, not a great judge. Here's the thing. It's like, what is a great judge? I mean, I think that if you're a psychologist that is on YouTube, you're probably not putting the client first. You're also putting your personal brand on an outward level. I think Dr. Jordan Peterson, who is a psychologist, actually has a clinic, but he's not sharing his sessions with clients. Mm-hmm. So there's a clear difference between the two, which I think he's like an academic and a really smart dude.
Bondi vet. Is the Bondi vet, is he discredited based on the fact that he hosts Am I Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Who would I trust over Kim Lam, who we had last week on the show, a vet, or Bondi Chris? I'd go Kim.
Absolutely.
He's Bondi vet, mate. Your hands are too big to get inside my chihuahua. Seriously. You're not going to be able to operate on that, mate.
Well,
I once interviewed Dr. Chris Brown.
Who's the other one?
He looks like the dude, the mannequin that was the character from the Bond's clothing. Mm. He looks like that guy.
He's very chiseled.
Oh, he's.
What about celebrity chefs? Is Manu a good chef compared to another chef?
Here's the thing. These are just the ones we know. There are so many chefs and psychologists that are probably better than all of these, but don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because essentially they're entertainers.
Yeah.
So they've got a high level of entertainment value in what they do. So I think it is. What's your actual
on the psychology thing?
On going to, confronting the fact that you've never been to a psychologist.
I think if we can make it more than gear, if it could be
that's what I mean. I don't think it needs serious. I don't want to do it as gear. Yeah. I think gear is just silly and like a radio show.
Yeah.
Let's pretend we're a gay couple. Yeah. Let's do it. No, I think it's legit understanding and getting our heads around the partnership thing.
Right. No, I think that sounds
you're good. Yeah. Oh, he's nervous.
No, it sounds great. I'm nervous with what you just did with the let's pretend to be a gay couple.
No, thing. But I can imagine that's what the latest radio show would do.
Mm. Did you hear about this radio host, I think it was in Cairns, who got given the flick?
No, who?
You probably
know them.
Well, no, you're probably not across it because you don't read radio today that regularly.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't actually know that much about it, but he had a cup, basically had ScoMo on the show. And they took a photo of ScoMo and the two co-hosts, and the presenter was holding a cup. You know, the one that says UNT and then the C is the handle.
Classic.
And so he was holding it with the photo of the Prime Minister of Australia.
That's great.
And he was meant to be getting a new radio gig, and it was his last week. And apparently his employer has decided to not. Yeah.
Ceased employment.
Don't you think it's bullshit?
That's fact.
I mean, there are probably other elements to it, but I do love talking about shit I don't really know the full details.
No, I got the whole gist of that. I don't even need to read that.
Well, maybe we should get him on the podcast.
Yeah, well, he's got a bit of spare time. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's funny. I might know him if it's in Cairns.
Did you ever get nearly fired? What was the closest thing? Was it the police thing that you nearly got fired for?
Nah, I never actually was going to get fired. Maybe, but I think that if you're in a workplace where you all – like – you've got to know, like, or you've got to step so far out of line to just get fired these days. Like, mm-hmm. it's hard to fire people. I remember being in Shepparton and wondering, like, could I get fired based on, like, what I'm doing or, like, you know, it's like the six-month probation period. People just fucking living on edge up until the six-month period. Mm-hmm. It's, like, in the best interest of the employee and the employer for the six-month period, because that means you can just piss off without really giving much notice.
I couldn't find out the guy's name. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com if you have any details on that.
If you're watching because you've got downtime and you want to flex your radio skills again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's – I think there's a bigger problem going on if you're thinking, am I going to get fired?
Yeah, that's what you want to take off the table.
Yes.
Can't you do funny shit? Like, is the Prime Minister – like, what sort of respect do you need to – extra respect do you need to show to someone
in –
it's
a bit low-level gag, the cunt.
Yeah, it is. But it's still like, is it worth getting – like, is it it's not even is it worth it, has the employer gone too far?
Have they got rights to fire you? I don't know. It has to, sounds like he's
doing something. But I think if they do have rights to fire you, it's probably not a good job.
He's probably sleeping with all the people in promotions as well. I mean, I'm speaking out of school, but you never know. Street team, he was dating two of them at once.
Was that happening in Shepparton?
No. Because there was about one person on the street team. They were married. But in the bigger markets, you could totally see that happening.
That's a Daily Talk Show.
Anyway.
Glad we got that out. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email.
Or if you want to buy Matt Diavella's Instagram handle, The Ground Up Show. It's going for $260. Jerome.
Tomorrow, Peter Shepherd on the show.
Yeah.
Human Periscope.
I'm actually looking at the framing of this shot, just wondering what he's going to look like.
Well, Peter is...
He's like 7 foot. No, yeah, he's six, seven. 6'7". But he's a big man, so his stature, we might have
to... But where does he hold it all? Maybe it's all on his legs.
Maybe.
Maybe his legs come up to
here.
Imagine
if he had a real short torso. He looks smaller than us. That'd be funny. That would be really funny. No, but I reckon he'll be towering above us. Mm. So I'm getting my...
core strength.
Yeah, I'm getting my back up right and ready to show him up.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Have a good one, guys.
See you, guys.